Living Theology Friends, letter for May 8, 2011. The Church 18, Disciples, Matthew 28, 18 to 20. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." These verses are often called the Great Commission, and many people interpret it as an order from Jesus to evangelize. Once it has been delegated solely to evangelism, most people tend to think that it is for full-time evangelists. But read the verses carefully. Jesus told his disciples to go and make disciples, which he elaborated as meaning to baptize them and teach them to observe all his commandments. From this we know that every Christian is to be involved in some aspect of discipleship, for Christians are the disciples of Jesus Christ. Dictionary.com defines disciple as, the A definition, a person who is a pupil or adherent of the doctrines of another. The B definition, one who embraces and assists in spreading the teaching of another. And C, any follower of another person. One can then be a disciple of Muhammad or Marx or anyone else. Muhammad, Marx, and all other past leaders died and do not live to lead disciples, as does Jesus Christ. A Christian disciple is totally devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ in all of his life and serves the only leader who died and was resurrected. Paul taught this critical truth about Jesus, 1 Corinthians 15:12 through 20. Please go and read that now. The following is greatly misinterpreted by some to mean that living people should be baptized to gain salvation for relatives or friends who have died. 1 Corinthians 15:29. Otherwise, what will those do who are baptized for the dead? If the dead are not raised at all, why then are they baptized for them? However, the verse begins with otherwise, so one must read all of chapter 15, including the immediate previous verse, verse 28. And when all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself also will be subjected to the one who subjected all things to him, that God may be all in all. The proper context of 1 Corinthians 15:29 is that Paul is speaking of the fact that Jesus will one day return and that his death was not final. If it is not a fact that Jesus was resurrected and one day will return so that everything will be under his authority, then why would we baptize new converts to Christianity to replace those who have died? If Jesus died, was not resurrected, and thus will never return, there is no reason to fulfill the Great Commission of Matthew 28:18-20. Paul continues this thought in 1 Corinthians 15:32. If from human motives I fought with wild beasts at Ephesus, what does it profit me? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. He writes that if our motives of teaching about Jesus Christ are from only a human perspective, with his death being final, then we should just enjoy this life, for later we will just die and never rise. The fact is that Jesus Christ is God. He was born of a virgin. He lived a perfect life. He died a horrible death under the curse of the Father for our sins. He was resurrected as proof of his divinity and acceptable sacrifice, and one day he will return in absolute rule. We have godly motives to live each day in subjection to his lordship and to fulfill Matthew 28:18-20. Christians are to go about the world making new disciples to replace those who have died and to increase the membership of the church. Paul also wrote to Timothy to disciple and teach others, 2 Timothy 2:2. And the things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, these entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. When a person is born spiritually, he no longer serves himself, but is totally dedicated to living for his Lord Jesus Christ. On the cross, Jesus took the wrath of God for all the sins of each person who would be his disciple. When a person is born again, he gives up his past sinful life and lives by faith for Jesus the rest of his life. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And in the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and delivered himself up for me. This defines the life of a Christian disciple. Jesus stated some clear requirements for being his disciple, and Christians must clearly teach other Christians these truths. For example, Luke 9:23, and he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 14:26, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Luke 14:33. So therefore, no one of you can be my disciple who does not give up all his own possessions. Taking up a cross daily means to die to self every hour of every day. Of course, one does not stop loving his family, but the love for Christ is paramount, so that in comparison it is though one hates his relatives. A Christian disciple also does not have to give away all that he owns in this world unless those things actually possess him. But the Christian realizes that he is now in possession of life eternal, and all that is in the world, even family and friends, will pass away. Trying to hold on to things that are not eternal is like trying to catch smoke with one's hands. All disciples of Jesus Christ, the church, must be involved in fulfilling Matthew 28:18-20, for this is the only reality that persists forever. A finite person can never grasp all about God, so discipleship is a lifetime effort that can never be completed but must be attempted each day. Talk with your church leaders about this order from our Lord to determine discipleship activity there. Find a group where you can be discipled and pray about how you can disciple other Christians. God bless you, each and every one.